Hey, babe, did you find anything good? No, take your time. We can stay as long as you want. Actually, I really like being here with you. It's just so comforting being surrounded by all these old books. I could just stay here all day. Yeah, I know that we have almost as many old books at home, but these are new old books. They're completely different. They contain stories that we've never heard before. The possibilities are entirely new. It's like looking up at the night sky and seeing completely different stars. Sorry, I can get a bit carried away sometimes. I bet you think it's cute, though, right? Well, if you didn't, I'd be in trouble. You know how much I can ramble, especially about literature. I guess I'm just lucky I found somebody who's as much of a book nerd as I am. I love seeing how big your eyes get every time we come in here. Watching you get excited is almost better than the books themselves. There's no need to be embarrassed. I promised. It's just another reason that I love you. You had me from the moment you told me that you tried to read Ulysses without a study guide. Hey, I said that you tried, not that you finished. It was really brave of you to give it a go, despite not being able to get through it. I know I couldn't have done it. No, it wasn't stupid. It was just a little overly ambitious, but not stupid. No, stupid was me challenging myself to finish the entirety of Infinite Jest in 1 week. Look, I've always been a fast reader. It seemed like a good idea at the time. I'm glad you're around now to remind me to slow down. Now I can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the Tolstoy. Well, to the extent that anybody can enjoy Tolstoy. He wasn't exactly a fan of happy endings. Yeah, I know Anna Karenina is a classic. I'm just saying that it doesn't really leave you with any warm, fuzzy feelings at the end. Yes, I know that's the point. And I know that you're right. It's possible to like depressing novels, at least if you're in the right mood. I'm just surprised that you're in such a doom and gloom mood right now. It's such a nice day. Yes, weather matters. You refuse to read Stephen King at night. Therefore, I'm allowed to refuse to read Tolstoy on otherwise pleasant days. Nope, I'm going to save War and Peace for my next soul-crushing business meeting. Trust me, I'll need it then. And you know, I'll probably even be able to read it twice, given how long those goddamn meetings are. Do you think they'll notice if we just never went back to work? No, hear me out. We could just set up a tent in the store and live as hermits. We have access to all the books we could have ever wanted, and no job obligations to tie us down. Oh, food's not that important. If we get hungry, we can just read some of the fasting meditation books from that weird mindfulness section, the one over by the art books. No, it's a great plan, trust me. Look, it worked for Huck Finn. Well, sort of. You know, maybe Huck was right about rejecting society standards. The world would be a better place without so many soul-crushing business meetings. Let's just stay here forever. We can have our own 100 years of solitude. I know that that's not exactly what we're supposed to take away from that book, but the idea sounds nice, doesn't it? 100 years all to ourselves. No meetings, no obligations, no obscure family gatherings. I know, we have to go back, but I don't want to leave yet. so come on, let's go check out the rare book section. No, I promise we won't buy anything this time. We're just gonna look, okay? Really, I promise. I know that we can't afford it right now. After all, we're not Gatsby and Daisy. Well, not that we would want to be. I'd rather not symbolize any dream that's not ours, American or otherwise. Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Just a quick peek. I promise I'll be good. And I bet they have one of those illustrated copies that you love so much. Yes, I knew that would work. Let's start with that shelf over there with the old cookbooks. I love old recipes. Betty Crocker's Dinner in a Dish Cookbook. It's from 1965. I wonder what old Betty was cooking up way back then. Well, she wrote a recipe for tuna and jello pie. Nope, it's exactly what it sounds like. Tuna mixed with lemon jello. I forgot how much they loved jello in the 60s. I kind of want to try it. Oh, no, not enough to actually make it. Oh, you want to make it. Thanks for the offer, but you can't make it for me unless you're willing to eat it too. Besides, I'm pretty sure we would both anger some food god if we actually made that abomination. Anyway, I think I'm done with the old cookbooks for now. I need to look at something that's a little less taxing on my soul. Why don't you pick the next shelf? Maybe you'll have better luck than I do. Okay, old adventure books it is. Oh hey, they have a bunch of really old Jules Verne novels. Let's see, they have 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, Journey to the Center of the Earth, Around the World in 80 Days, 5 Weeks in a Balloon. The man was kind of literal with his titles, wasn't he? No, it doesn't bother me. If anything, I'm actually upset that he wasn't even more precise. But I guess 5 weeks, 3 days, 7 hours, 12 minutes, and 38 seconds in a balloon doesn't really roll off the tongue. Look, writers were paid by the word back then. I'm just saying that he could have made an extra franc or two if he was more specific. What? You know I'm right. If I were to title this trip to the bookstore, I call it 3 hours in a bookstore with you rolling your eyes. Yeah, I wish I could be more exact with the title, but I can't remember exactly when we arrived. I guess I better start timing events if I ever want to write a Jules Verne-style autobiography. The chapter where we finally got together would be called 80 Days of Awkwardly Not Talking About It. I know that it wasn't actually 80 days, but it sure felt like it. It was worth it, though. There aren't too many people I can spend 3 hours in a bookstore with. Is there anything else you want to look at? The shelf of illustrated fairy tales? Sounds fantastic. Oh, hey, come look at this one in the glass case over here. See, it's a 1916 printing of Fairy Tales by Hans Christian Andersen. The plaque says it's leather-bound, and comes with 16 original illustrations. There were only 25 copies ever made, and it's signed by the illustrator. Pretty amazing, right? I'm glad that you love Hans Christian Andersen as much as I do. Remember when we went to that drive-in screening of The Little Mermaid? I think it was only our second or third date. The minute the movie ended, you couldn't stop yourself from going into this rant about how much more amazing the original fairy tale was. Your enthusiasm was so infectiously adorable. It always felt the same way, but I never met anybody so passionate about it. If I wasn't already falling for you already, I think I would have started falling for you then. It's funny, Wait, what's with that look? Hey, you actually want to buy it, don't you? No, it's okay, don't apologize. I kind of want to buy it, too. It's a fantastic piece, and I really want to share it with you. It's so expensive, though. But you know, I don't mind attending a few more soul-crushing meetings if it means that we can afford it. Hey, it's not a bad trade-off. It'll be well worth seeing your eyes light up every day when you look at it. Besides, this gives me an excuse not to go to my crazy cousin Larry's wedding in Virginia next month. Ugh, it's Minions-themed. No, like the Minions from Despicable Me. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either. Anyway, I'd rather spend a few months' paycheck on something we actually like. So be honest. Do you really want it? Good. Me too. Come on, let's go tell the manager. Ooh, this is going to be the best impulse purchase ever.